Welcome to Real Estate Coaching Radio, starring award-winning real estate coaches and number one international best-selling authors, Tim and Julie Harris. Real Estate Coaching Radio is the nation's number one daily radio show for realtors who demand authentic, real-time coaching. Get ready for fluff-free, unfiltered, full-strength honesty about what's truly working to get you into action, helping others, and making money now in today's real estate market. Now to our hosts, Tim and Julie Harris.
Cool show for you guys today. This is a topic that Julie wanted to focus on today because we've been getting a lot of folks on in the Premier Coaching class that are wanting to know more ways they can make money from their listings. Their listings are popping up. They're selling quick. They're following our plan to get listings sold. They're following, obviously, the plan to get the listing lead generated, the listing taken, listing priced correctly, marketed correctly, and these things are selling quick. And they want to know more ways they can make money because as soon as they put these things in the MLS, they're selling. So what Julie and I are going to be doing over today's show and tomorrow's show, we're going to be focusing on a specific plan so you guys can essentially create multiple streams of income or multiple spokes using our vernacular for your listing. So take lots of great notes. Now, this is going to be a show that's specifically designed in sort of like a presentation style. And we're doing that again because we know a lot of office managers and brokers and whatnot are using our podcast for training. So Julie's going to be going about this in a very sort of, I think, professorial way. Point one, point two, point three. So make sure you're ready to take notes. Before we start, Julie, I know you have lots of folks you'd like to acknowledge.
Yes, indeed. So let's start with Facebook. Gabe Hatch from Bartow, Florida writes, went to a for sale by owner open house today. We get to the kitchen and the homeowner's sister is there. She comes right up and hugs me because she was my apartment manager a couple of years ago and she loves me. Conversation ensues, helped along by some of your awesome scripts, and it turns out that the homeowner works with my mother, knows my entire life story, and my mom has already recommended me to her. And today's open house is her last attempt in selling it herself before listing. Needless to say, I'm feeling pretty good about this one. Should be my second active listing to go with a buyer under contract in the first week of the 90-day massive action plan. So why do I point this out? First of all, Gabe Hatch took action and visited the FSBO open house. But what you're seeing is this for sale by owner that he was prospecting actually is deeply embedded in his own center of influence. I wonder how many of our listeners, especially those of you who are selling in the towns that you went to college in, grew up in, have family in, I wonder how many of you are missing out not knowing that some of the for sale by owners and even expireds actually already know you. That's my thought on that one. Okay. So Gabe goes on to write also that he just registered one of these listings on 1-800-HOME Hotline to put an upcoming listing on. He said, if you haven't done it yet, go get 1-800-HOME Hotline. Unless you work in Lakeland, Florida, then don't. For you, it sucks. So he's trying to keep some people out of his backyard, but that's okay. And then we have, I think, three or four referrals, one in Parksville, Virginia. Let's see. They're scanning down now, but there's at least three or four referrals that these guys are sharing with each other. So that's that live from Facebook. And then I just wanted to read a quick review, if you're ready for that, Tim, of the Harris Rules book.
Yes, absolutely. Please.
All right. So let's see. From Lena Azar or Lena Azar, for someone who always can start a book but never finish, I love this book and actually completed it. Woohoo! I've decided to start it again and will read it over and over. I want to be brainwashed. Thank you so much, Tim and Julie, mostly for helping me get my head on straight and helping me to believe in myself. I'm already seeing an impact in my real estate business. I also recently joined Premier Coaching and am a faithful listener to the podcast. Thank you so much, and God bless you both. So I thought that was a really nice review. Let's see. And lots of others. I think there's like 28 pages of reviews now. So if you guys haven't gotten your Harris Rules book yet, get on over to Amazon, and you can get it in Audible. You can get it in a good old-fashioned hardcover, or you can download it to your digital device. So back to you, Tim.
Yeah, and the Audible version is selling like hotcakes, by the way, Julie. I haven't given you any numbers on that in a long time. But yeah, I think given the choice, people are buying the Audible version over the softcover, which frankly I would too. So anyway, go to Amazon, guys. It's 5-star rated international bestseller. And also a quick reminder, there is still time for you guys. I know we were backed, like backing up by 2 weeks for free coaching calls. If you guys want a free coaching call, this is the perfect time of year to request it. Just go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. We are caught up. You can have a coaching call probably tomorrow. So go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. The coaching call is going to focus primarily on your lead generation. We find that's the most common question people have. So get ready to understand a deep dive into what it means to build the spokes on the wheel of your lead generation wheel. And also just by requesting the free coaching call, we're going to give you, I think it's 6 free books. Really the one I focus on, want you guys to focus on as well, is the Real Estate Treasure Map. I talk about that every time I talk about free coaching call for agents.com. It's because the Real Estate Treasure Map is basically your fill in the blank business plan. Some of you, and this is the feedback we get, so I'm just kind of parroting back what you guys said to us. Some of you have actually never, ever in your entire lives gone through the process of creating real drill down life, personal, business, you know, physical goals. None of you have actually gone through that process. That's the reason that we created the Real Estate Treasure Map. So the name aside, what it is really is a drilled down business plan that gets to you your own personal treasure, however you define that. So you get that book for free along with 5 others just by going to freecoachingcallsforagents.com. And like I said, you should be able to schedule your free coaching call tomorrow with one of our new member coaches. All right, Julie. So, one more announcement. People are asking about this. Julie, I just forgot. Just had a brain fart. What's it called? Harris VIP Mastermind. Those tickets are available. So go to harrisvipmastermind.com. That event is in July. So there's plenty of time for you guys to make sure you have time on your schedules. It's taking place here in Austin, Texas. And it's the 28th, I believe, which is the last Saturday. We have booked Ryan Halliday, the 6-time New York Times best-selling author. And he's the author of Ego is the Enemy, one of the books we always suggest everyone reads. So make sure you go to harrisvipmastermind.com and buy your ticket. This is a mastermind. It's not a big, huge, you know, convention type deal. There's only going to be 50 seats available. I'm not even sure how many are available yet. If it is sold out when you go there, I apologize. We'll probably be doing another one early next year. We don't do a lot of these, frankly, because we've polled our users, and a lot of people, they don't want to go to big conventions. They want to go to masterminds, and they also would prefer to get most of their information online, which is what we focus on, which we specialize in. Nobody else delivers information like we do online, podcasts and live events and training events and webinars and, you know, all that good stuff. That's something that we do just literally dozens of every week. But the live events that we do, the masterminds, they're always very popular because it's not a big convention. You're not going to be, it's not like a sales type thing. You're going there to mastermind with other agents, and most of which are going to be top producing agents. And it's a small group session where everyone gets an opportunity to really know each other. You walk away feeling like it's the thing that when Julie and I sold real estate back in the 90s, what I loathed about going to these events is you just went there and generally speaking, you just sort of had a glossing over of ideas, no real actionable items. And when you did get good information, it wasn't from the person holding the event or the people speaking on stage. It was from the dude that you bought the cup of coffee for who sat down with you for 20 minutes and gave you real drilled down information. That's the real reason people go to those things. And I always felt personally, I felt a little gypped when I went to those things because it's like, you know, you pay $1,000 plus travel plus hotel, the whole thing. And then you were like, ask yourself, well, what the hell did I get out of this? You know, I maybe feel a little motivated and excited. It was fun to be around other agents. But other than that, what did I get out of it? Usually nothing. That's the problem with normal conventions. That's the reason we don't do them. We focus on masterminds, and that's what this is. So go to harrisvipmastermind.com and grab your seat. Like I said, last Saturday in July. All right, Julie, let's jump right in. Go ahead.
Yes. Okay. So we're talking today about coming soon strategies and how to get more from each of your listings. Now, you just heard from Gabe Hatch on Facebook. One of the things he's doing is using 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE to promote and get business from his sign and from his hard work to get those listings. That's just one of the things that we'll cover. But the point of being a listing agent, other than obviously to sell the house and help your seller, is to get more business. Each listing should generate a minimum of one more listing in the neighborhood or in a competing neighborhood, and as many buyers as you can beat off with a stick. So that's why you want to be a listing agent. Now, the problem that agents are having right now is that they're selling them before they get business from having the listing. So this is not, you know, it's not that we're worried about you selling it. In most cases, like 95% of you, you know it's going to sell probably this weekend. And even if it's not quite that quick, it's in 45 days or less. Now, evidence by this, Tim, you and I heard a story this morning about earthquake shacks in San Francisco. This is evidence of a tight real estate market. Now, I looked that up, and it said, back in 1906, an earthquake shack cost $50 to build, okay? And that's adjusted for today's money, still only about $1,300 if you were to build it today. It rented
Seriously,
for $2
like,
a month, and it gets better. Cost, it rented for $2 a month. Go ahead.
No, I just, it would cost $13.
Remember, it's called a shack.
Dude, Jillie, yeah. You read it really said it would cost only $1,300 to build it now?
Yes, because remember, it's an earthquake shack. They're not even calling it a house, okay? Now, back then, it rented for $2 a month, and it gets even better. You could keep it after 2 years. So we're not talking about the world's greatest quality here. This was basically kind of like FEMA housing for post-earthquake or hurricane disaster type stuff. They had a lot of versions of it, one of which was a tent. So this was like a better version than the tent. Now, there is a historic earthquake shack currently available at 1537 Cole Street, one of the last in the city, according to its own ad, although there were lots of these built. And it's listed for $1.38 million. That is a 2.76 million percent increase in the value on the original $50 year over year. Okay. If it can appreciate like that for a couple of more, it will become the most valuable piece of property in U.S. history and then presumably the biggest, quote, flip in history. Okay. It's 640 square feet, which is only $2,100 per foot. By comparison, Peter Thiel's five-bedroom mansion in the Marina area is listed for $1,300 a foot, making that look like kind of a deal. So anyway, it was an interesting article to read. Now, keep in mind that a lot of these that are around have had, you know, a little bit of work done to them, but it's still only 640 square feet. So why do we have stories like this? Because there's low inventory, okay? And low inventory means you're selling your stuff fast. So what is the definition of coming soon strategies? Well, it's the marketing and prospecting items that you implement before a new listing goes into the MLS. Coming soon strategies are deployed primarily in tight markets with little inventory and low days on the market. But you can use this action plan that we'll be talking about today and probably tomorrow on any new listing in any market. It's just that you need this more when you know it's going to sell right away. So here's the secret. When a market is more balanced, which most economists and NAR say is about 90 to 120 days on the market, a balanced market is really one buyer for each listing. You have plenty of marketing time. The listing agent typically generates a lot of business from each listing, assuming they're prospecting and marketing the property correctly. Another secret, again, each one should produce at least one more listing and a treasure trove of buyers, many of whom have listings to sell before they buy. If your listings are not producing like this, you need to create, polish, and implement your listing plan of action. Start with coming soon strategies like we're about to outline. Okay, so, and feel free to interrupt me if I get too rambly on this, Tim.
Well, but let's just head to
for them. Go ahead.
So as far as the coming soon guys, here's the real, I think, genesis of why agents are doing this. Is because they're trying to basically make it so they can double in their own listings. I know a lot of you who essentially don't have listings or are learning to be listing agents, you guys get a bee in your bonnet about that. You might even accuse the listing agent of being unethical and all the rest of it. But here's the real bottom line is that if you have a listing, it's your job to obviously sell the house at the highest price and the best terms. You know, make the seller as happy as possible, make them as much money as possible and the rest of it. And doesn't it make sense that you're going to be able to do a better job if you're the one bringing the buyer? Of course it does. And so what a lot of these coming soon strategies, we started seeing these in the marketplace. Some of you guys, I have to remind myself, 126,000 of you or whatever that are listening, not a lot of you haven't been in the business for maybe about 2 or 3 years, so you don't know this. Well, back before, you know, essentially Zillow and Trulia, then, you know, they're the same now in realtor.com. What happens is that they'll obviously sell a position on their site to make it essentially look like the listing is their listing and essentially fool the seller or fool the potential buyer into thinking they're calling the listing agent when in reality of it is they're just calling the agent who's paid for the ad by the listing. I mean, look, guys, that is what it is, right? They're trying to essentially make it appear as if the listing agent is the same as the buyer's agent who's paying for the placement of their little picture. It says presented by on Zillow. I mean, isn't that really what's going on? You know, on a side road here, guys, a lot of you who've purchased leads before and you have these sort of odd relationships when you call these people back, you know, it's kind of feels some, like there's some tension in the air. It's because you know as well as I do that you are essentially got that lead and fooled that buyer into calling you on false pretenses. And of course, you guys have, you know, many of you are going to feel uncomfortable with calling that person back. And there's no fancy script in the world that's going to say, hey, Mr. Buyer, guess what? I fooled you into thinking that I was the listing agent and I fooled you into calling me. So, I mean, there's no clever script to get around that. I know that, you know, some of the portals are trying to smooth over that for you guys and write fancy scripts and whatever to try to make it so it's easier for you to fool the buyer into thinking that you are the listing agent with whatever you have to say. But the reality of it is at the end of the day, you guys are not going to have that same level of, I think, comfort with that lead just because you are kind of spreading a little thin there. Don't we all agree on that? I think we do. So here's the real reality. Listing agents are sick of essentially having their listings misrepresented because from a seller's perspective, so one of the things Julie's going to talk about, but I'll just touch on it now, is there's never been any proven to be any advantage whatsoever by having a seller's house on a bunch of different websites. And I know that that's for a while. Notice they're not doing it anymore. The portals would say lack of exposure will result in the house selling for less. Well, it's not true. And it's been proven not to be true. So if you decide not to put your listings, and Julie and I have agents and brokerages that don't do this, they hold their listings off the market for sometimes weeks prior to actually putting them on the MLS, let alone putting them on Realtor.com and Zillow. Why? Because they want to double end them, but also because they don't want to invite all the confusion in on that listing. They don't want it. They know that more exposure doesn't bring a higher price in less terms. What more exposure does is just bring more confusion. It brings buyers that would be hypothetically a great fit for that potential house calling on that house and then having that buyer's agent who is trying to make it look like they're the listing agent who doesn't actually know anything about the house. That buyer's agent is going to misrepresent unintentionally. Let's just give them that benefit of the doubt and maybe flip them to another listing. Or tell them completely bad information that's going to cause that listing to actually stagnate and stay in the market longer because now bad information, you guys get the point? So the reality of it is your job as a listing agent to get the highest price and best terms for the seller. And if you know, now you should, I've given you enough breadcrumbs to, you know, strings to pull on here, you should now know that having your listings on more websites does not increase there's no benefit to the seller, none. So there goes that argument. So now you have a clear runway to double in the listing yourself by doing coming soon strategies. So copy what all the big brokers in the country are doing and throttle putting your listings on the market and learn from what Julie's about to present to you how to double in more of your sellers. That's the premise of what we're presenting to all you guys. And if you're a buyer's agent, I know you guys are pissed off that I'm telling you this. So here's the only solution you have. Become a listing agent. Have all your best energies every day going towards becoming a listing agent. Because when you have a listing and you are a listing agent, you have leverage. You have more money. You have consistent cash flow. So Julie, next point.
Yes. I mean, think about when you guys get outbid on a deal and you're on the buyer side, the listing agent wins every time. And they didn't just win once. They probably have a backup offer and maybe another one. So to your point, Tim. All right. There's four quick goals to coming soon strategies. Number one, create reverse days on the market for you to garner more business from your listings. Make time for yourself to work the listing before it actually sells. Whether that means you sold it or somebody else did, you're buying yourself time. Point number two, when you sell it yourself, there's less hassle to you and your listing client. Fewer showings, less prep time for your seller. Think about how many, when you guys get multiple offers, how much time do you spend having to respond to all of those offers and then dealing with a bunch of pissed off buyer's agents? Save all that time. Number three, again, control your time by not having to hassle with all of that. And number four, save time and hassle during the escrow process because, again, you're dealing with yourself whenever possible. Somebody counted once, Tim, and it's, oh, I think she said it was 158 calls that she saved between negotiating back and forth, inspections, financing, harassing the lender, title, escrow, talking to the other agent, and all the other stuff that goes with that. Well, I think that's probably pretty accurate. So save all of that. Now, on to our effective coming soon strategies. It starts with number one, because if you can't do this, you're basically sunk. Make sure you have permission from the seller to hold the listing off the MLS for anywhere from a week to a month prior to entering it. Depends on, obviously, the seller's situation. Some MLSs have specific forms that you must use. They call them different things: pre-marketing, coming soon, that sort of thing. So make sure, and all you have to do is call your MLS and ask them whether they have that, or your broker may have already told you this. If not, read your listing contract. It says, quote, all addendums must be in writing and attached, or some variation of that language. Have your seller sign that they wish to grant you pre-marketing time with the listing going into the MLS on a specific date. Remember, your job is to do what the seller wants you to do, so get it in writing. Point number two, install your coming soon sign either as a sign writer on your normal sign or as a standalone sign with your company name, your name, and simply your 1-800 home hotline number with a dedicated extension. Again, you're trying to make your phone ring. And sometimes agents get all messed up in their thinking on this. Well, why do I want to do that? I know it's going to sell. Well, because you want more business from it. We haven't made that clear. Okay, so either 800 home hotline or your mobile number. And Tim, you can speak to this. When I present this, often I'll get questions about, well, shouldn't I send them to a landing page, or shouldn't I do some other, maybe a QR code, or, you know, things that are less direct. What's your opinion on that?
So when you guys, you have to think about this from a seller's perspective. What does the seller really think that you guys do, right? As listing agents, what do they think you do? They think you're actually trying to get the house sold. They think you're actually out there, you know, calling people and doing whatever it takes to bring traffic into their house. But what is the reality of what most of you do? And I want you to think of this from a competitive perspective. What most of you just do is basically run some ads and stick it in the MLS and wait for the market to sell it. And usually it does. And in a market like this, I mean, that's frankly a winning strategy, because you don't have to work very hard to get the listing sold. But if you're in a listing situation where you're competing, which you're going to be doing a lot this year, and you show the seller that you are actually proactively, not just chasing buyers, but proactively versus passively, ads are passive, putting it on the MLS is passive, you know, putting it on, you know, just all these stuff that you guys normally do. I mean, keep doing all that stuff. I'm not saying don't do it. Most of it's free at this point. But really, if you're trying to win a listing, there's no better tool than showing them how you're going to be proactively following up on all the leads yourselves. And depending on how many listings you have, if you have fewer than, frankly, 20 listings, we think every single one of you should not be delegating the most important thing, which is the pre-qualification of any of those potential buyer calls. So I'll give you guys a for example, and this is, again, as we're famous for doing, meandering off Julie's script. Every one of you should be ordering 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com. And here's this, and I'm not going to spend the next 15 minutes walking you through this, but here's the gist of it. You should have 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com. And each of you will have your own distinct 800 number, and each of your listings will have its own extension. Here's what we know. Again, just cutting through the bullshit and getting to the bottom line. Your best buyers are the ones that are driving the neighborhoods on the weekends. Your best buyers are the ones that are looking for the new signs in the yards. Your potential future sellers are the ones that are looking for the new signs in the yards so they can call and find out about how much the house is, right? Your worst ones are the internet leads. Those are your looky-loos. Do your own homework on this, guys, or front some of you have been in the business long enough, you know this. Sometimes these internet buyers that pop up, they don't, if they buy at all, they'll buy like 6 months, 12 months. I know you have that one from last year that emailed you right away and bought right away. And so that one's going to somehow make the thousands of you know, other examples you have proving what I'm saying is right, wrong. No, you got to be looking at this as a business perspective. Internet leads, generally speaking, suck. The best leads from buyers always have been and always will be the ones that are driving neighborhoods. Why? Because they've already whittled it down. They're choosing between, you know, they're not looking for, what state to live in or maybe even what city. They've actually chosen maybe even what neighborhood, maybe even what street. They're that drilled down. That's when most people will choose the agent they actually work with, not from the agent who put them on the drip campaign 6 months prior. They choose the agent whose sign is in the yard of the neighborhood, in the neighborhood that they want to move to. Guys, are you following what I'm saying? Are you listening? I'm trying to save you unbelievable amounts of pain and frustration, not to mention money from wasting money buying buyer leads. Buying buyer leads is foolish. So back on task here. Every one of you should seriously consider using 1-800-HOME-HOTLINE.com. On the top of every one of your signs should be the writer. And the writer should say, for free 24-hour recorded info on this house, call 1-800-555-1212, extension 3456. Now, some of you love to chase gimmicks. This is not a gimmick. QR codes were gimmicks. Sending people to a landing page is a gimmick. All that crap are just gimmicks. Those are not actual proactively tools that are designed to proactively generate leads. When somebody calls your 800 home hotline number, and they will, they'll be parked in front of the listing. Now, if you got three or four different phone numbers on your sign, they're not going to call the 800 number because they're going to not know what the hell number to call. So that's the reason you have to do it exactly like 800 Home Hotline says it, having your 800 Home Hotline number be the most prominent number on the sign, along with obviously each individual extension for each individual listing. Now, what happens? Someone's going to be parked in front of the house. They're going to call 800 Home, your 800 Home Hotline number. They're going to dial the number. They're then going to listen to the recording. The recording is going to go something like this. Hi, you're calling about 123 Elm Street. It's a great 3-bedroom, 2.5-bath house. It's got a fresh bathroom, bedroom, you know, or whatever, whatever. Very brief description. To hear the current price on this house, press 0 now. Or to schedule your own private tour, you may also press 0. The house is currently priced in the mid-300s, let's say. And you don't ever want to put a price, guys. This is advanced coaching for you. Because then if you lower the price, you're going to have to re-record the audio recording for the listing. So just, you know, like say, from the to 300 to 320 is low 300s, 321 to say 350. You guys get the idea. Break it into price segments so you don't ever have to go back and re-record after re-record. So when people call the 800 number and they listen to that brief recording, most of them will not press 0, but it doesn't matter whether they press 0 or not. What's going to happen is that you're going to be texted with their phone number. Now, is it 100%? No, but you'll get probably their phone number 75% of the time. And you'll get their cell phone number. You'll get their unlisted number. It doesn't matter because anytime somebody calls a number where the owner of the number is paying for the call, you can't use caller ID. You guys understand what I just said? So it could be somebody with a blocked number on their cell phone, but they call your 800 home hotline number. You're going to get their number. It's going to be texted to you. It's also going to tell you what extension that they dialed. In other words, what listing they called on. And here's what you say when you call them back. And you guys, Julie and I have not actively sold real estate for over 10 years, but I've got the script so beat in my head, I'll never forget it. I hear it in my sleep. Hi, this is Tim Harris with ABC Realty. As a courtesy, when people call our 800 number, we like to give them a quick call back, see if they have any questions about the home they called about. Now, the key to make this work, listeners, is you got to call them back within a minute or less after the text you receive the text. And here's what you hear on the other end. Wow. I mean, they won't believe that somebody actually called them back that fast. And because you only gave them the price range, you didn't give them the price, they'll then want to know what the price is. So they'll say, is that house currently for sale? What's the current price on that one? And you say, that's a great property. Everyone's calling on that one. Give me a second so I can get you the current information on that listing. And then listeners, listen to what I'm about to say. By the way, which house in the neighborhood are you thinking about selling? You don't ask their dog's name or their name or try this bullshit bonding stuff that some of you are being trained to do. You just basically go for it. Do they have a house to sell? By the way, Mr. Seller, which house in the neighborhood, I'm sorry, by the way, Mr. Buyer, which house in the neighborhood are you thinking about selling? Now, here's what happens. If they're thinking about selling a house and they're trying to get the price on your listing so that they can know where, basically have a sense of what their value of their property is, they will tell you because they were not expecting you to ask that question. They'll say, well, we have a house 2 doors down. We're thinking about putting it for sale in a couple months. Now you have a listing lead. Are you guys following me on this? This is how it works. I cannot tell you how many, literally hundreds, maybe even more than 1,000 houses. Julie and I were able to sell when we sold real estate as a result of calling folks back and using that script. And that's only the first two questions. And then the script gets into more of the specifics about, you know, basically, you know, motivation and time frame and whatever all the rest of it is. But if they have a house to sell, your job is obviously to get over there as soon as possible and present to them our listing presentation with the idea of taking that listing. You guys following me on all this? But none of that's going to happen if you guys are just waiting around for your phone to ring from a, you know, Zillow sending you a buyer lead. You have to generate your own. Now, if you don't have listings, you can put an 800 home hotline sign with permission in the yard of other listing agents. And you can then peel off buyer leads. Most of these listing agents won't give a rat's ass that you're doing that. Same system will work. This is exactly what Zillow does. By the way, what I just described has been happening since the early 90s. Where do you think Zillow got the idea? So what I just described to you will work. You generate your own buyer leads for free. You don't need, like I said, if you don't have any listings, put the riders in the yards with permission of other agents. You know, and there you go. You're off to the races. No, you don't need to give them a referral fee. You don't need to do anything. Now, I was opening this little monologue with the idea that this will be more impressive to the seller. It will be, because every other listing agent is going to talk about passive crap. And in our listing presentation, and listeners who are Premier Coaching members, make sure you're using this. There's a section on the difference between a passive and an active agent. And what I just described to you, what every seller is going to understand and appreciate is how a active agent works versus a passive agent. So what you could do in a listing presentation, what we want you to do, is literally have information on that seller's house pre-recorded. So you're going on a listing appointment tonight. You want to impress with them how you're an active agent, a proactive agent, right? So you've already pre-recorded information on their house. You're then going to show them a picture of their house with a brief description with the 800 home hotline, showing them exactly a sample of how you're going to market their property. And then there, right there at the kitchen table, you're going to have them call the 800 home hotline number. Then you're going to show them the text coming over on your cell phone. And then literally while they're there, you're going to call them back with them standing in front of you and listening to you. Call them back. Their phone's going to ring. And then you're going to show them how you go about actually proactively chasing all the buyers. They will understand intuitively that that's an advantage to them because you're not just sitting around waiting for the, you know, somebody else to do your job for them. And then you can ask questions. Mr. Seller, out of curiosity, you mentioned you're interviewing two or three other agents. How long did it take for them to call you back? They'll always laugh because they'll always say, well, you know, two of them took 2 days and the other one never has called me back to list my house. And you'll say, well, Mr. Seller, does that make a difference to you? I mean, when you're looking for a house for sale from a buyer's perspective, wouldn't you want someone to return your call right away? Wouldn't you want someone to answer your questions right away? Well, of course I would. Well, then from a seller's perspective, wouldn't it make sense that you would hire the agent who's obviously going to proactively chase all the leads and do a better job answering questions for those prospective buyers and get your property sold? Yes, of course it would. You guys see the difference? This is called basically being a professional versus essentially being like everybody else. So we're going to get into the weeds more with this tomorrow. But in the meantime, here's what I want you guys to do. Go to freecoachingcallsforagents.com, freecoachingcallsforagents.com, and request your free coaching call. If you want to have this be your best year ever, and there is still time, you cannot do what everybody else is doing. You have to fight, absolutely rally against your innate desire to be lazy and complacent. And those are the words. And if you're just doing what everybody else is doing, if you're listening to what everybody else is listening to, if you're copying and doing exactly what everyone else is doing, you will get exactly what they're getting, which is mediocrity. You need to break free of the, frankly, the streak of laziness that is so pervasive in our industry. And laziness comes from agents who are unwilling or who are being lied to, telling that they don't have to learn how to be proactive about going after the business. You need to do that. You need to do exactly what I just suggested. Everyone will want to do business with you because you are not lazy. They will be attracted to you. Sellers will especially, because they're going to see that you're going to chase those leads down. And then on our listing presentation, then you can show them the list to sell price ratio, the days in the market. You can prove to them the difference between a passive agent versus a proactive agent. I know some of you, this is a little advanced what we presented today, but the fact is that you sooner than later, hopefully, will need this information. You'll remember this podcast, and this will move the ball down the field for you. This is the stuff that it takes for you guys to be exceptional. Please do something with it. Don't just listen to it and say, well, that was nice and entertaining, as some of you have a tendency to do. Actually use this information for your benefit. Make money. Listing leads are going to start popping up everywhere. If you right now do not have at least 5 listings, you're doing something wrong. And I don't care if you're brand new in the business. If you don't have at least 5 listings, you're doing something wrong. Oh, hold on, Tim. Listings sell immediately in my marketplace. Dude, they sell immediately in everybody's marketplace. But all our listing agents, our personal coaching clients, most of them are required to have a minimum of 20 listings at all times. Why and how do they go about doing it? They are proactive. They are not passive. The passive agent, the day of the passive agent is over. If you're not chasing the business, if you're doing what everybody else is doing, you're going to get what everyone else is getting. Is that what you want? Then do what they're doing. If you want something exceptional, then you're going to have to be exceptional so that you earn the money that makes you exceptional, because then that money comes from you helping people receive and essentially achieve exceptional results. If there's anything we can do for you guys, I want you to feel free to email Julie and I directly. It's tim@timandjulieharris.com or julie@timandjulieharris.com. Have a fantastic day. We'll talk to you on the show tomorrow.
This program has been a presentation by Tim and Julie Harris, Real Estate Coaching. For more information on our real estate coaching and training programs, visit our website at timandjulieharris.com. Remember to tune in weekdays at noon for upcoming shows. And until next time, thank you for listening to Real Estate Coaching Radio with Tim and Julie Harris.